Right, up here at the top of the stand in McHale Park, where the time is just about 20 to 4, and it's finished Mayo 2:14, Sligo 11 points. So the handicappers were absolutely right. That's a 9-point win for us. I had us down to win by 10 in my prediction, so I wasn't too far out. But I tell you, with 10 minutes to go, it didn't exactly look like that. Sligo, in fairness, didn't give up. You know, they saw that they still had a sniff of this game, and they kept coming at us, and we didn't put them away. I mean, at half time I was very relaxed, I have to say. We were winning by, what was it, 4 at that stage? But it looked like, with the wind behind us, we had the capability of doing serious damage to them into the wind in there, with wind behind us in the second half, because Sligo had basically defended in the first half with the advantage of the wind. They put up a shield at the 50, and they basically fouled if we came fast past that. They picked up a few cards, but not a huge amount. So any attempt we had to knife through fast in the first half was stopped by that route. And it was only Dermot with the goal, which was an incredible score, really, because he just kept going. He showed enormous power. Shamey popped the ball into him, and he took it at speed. There's a guy hanging out with me. He took a belt at him just to free himself, and it was a drop kick shot, a bullet of a shot. Probably overcarried. I think he took about 8 steps, but the ref was giving him the advantage because he was being fouled, and then that made a difference. You could argue that flattered us too, actually, at that stage, because we were huffing and puffing quite a bit, and that gave us a bit of daylight, and it also meant Sligo had to come out to play more. Now, in the second half, as I said, I would have thought we would have put them away easier than that, but we wasted the opportunities we had with the wind behind us. Our shooting with the wind was particularly poor, and we let Sligo back into it. You know, we were 5 up at one stage midway through the second half, looked like we were cruising, and then they pulled it back to 3, and suddenly it began to get nervy again. Question mark over the second goal. I thought Killian looked suspiciously in the square for it. Great work by Conor Loftus, the sub, who wriggled through and squared the ball across for Killian to bat into the net. But you know, be worth another look at that just to see should that one have stood. And that really, once that went in, it was all over then. And we rounded up the result with a few more points to finish 9 ahead at the finish. So patchy display. I'm not overly worried, because Sligo had one match under their belts, and you could see that they had more work done, if you like. They did prepare diligently for the New York game, because they didn't want to get caught there, and that training stood to them. So it looked like they were prepped for this game. We clearly weren't. Big issue for us, I guess, is 3 weeks hence. We have Galway, and that performance, I'd say now, would have us in bother against Galway. So we'll need to step it up quite a bit for 3 weeks' time. But you know, 3 weeks' time is 3 weeks' time. We didn't have to face Galway today. It was Sligo, and we had more than enough to beat them in the end. So we're up and running. We've one match down. God knows how many left. But we will take it one at a time. And the objective today was to win this game and qualify for June the 11th. To play Galway in the Connacht semi-final, and we've more than done that. So in that sense, it's job done today, and we move on to the next challenge facing us. That's it. Over and out.